Hi there. Thank you for listening to The Daily Lift, sharing an encore lift titled, You, Seen by the Great Beholder. We have Christian Science practitioner and teacher Chet Manchester from King Ferry, New York.
There are so many images we carry around of ourselves. Really, from the moment we wake up and look in the mirror, there's an image staring back at us. We think about how others are viewing us, how our employer sees us, a spouse sees us, how a friend or someone we don't get along with see us. But you know, there's really just one image of you that's worth focusing on and getting to know more about. It's the image God is holding of you. The Bible says we're the apple of God's eye, that we're precious in His sight. How could we be otherwise, since we're made in God's very own image? So only our Creator has the right image, the full image of us in view. It's what the book of Genesis chapter 1 makes so clear. God saw everything He made, and behold, it was very good. It's been said that beauty is in the eye of the beholder. Well, isn't there just one true beholder, the one who made us? So can't we say, I am in the eye of the beholder? You are in the eye of the beholder? And what the great beholder sees about you and me, well, it's all there is to see. I've seen your face as though I'd seen the face of God, is how Jacob describes this new way of seeing in the Bible. This spiritual view took some wrestling to understand, but it so transformed him that he was called by a whole new name, Israel, a mental warrior. And maybe this just hints at how we will all be changed as we catch a glimpse of the image that God is holding of us forever.
This podcast is produced by the First Church of Christ Scientist in Boston, Massachusetts, USA. Copyright 2021.